This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Secretaries Rex Tillerson and James Mattis co-authoring a new opinion piece on the North Korean crisis. In it, the president's two national security advisors sending a strong message to China while saying the U.S. will continue to work with allies to hold all nations accountable to their commitments to isolate North Korea. Tillerson and Mattis writing in the Wall Street Journal, quote, "The U.S. is willing to negotiate with Pyongyang, but given the long record of North Korea's dishonesty in negotiations and repeated violations of international agreements, it is incumbent upon the regime to signal its desire to negotiate in good faith. A sincere indication would be the immediate cessation of its provocative threats, nuclear tests, missile launches, and other weapons tests." Andrew Peake, former advisor to U.S. and NATO commanders in Afghanistan and a former U.S. Army intelligence officer. Andrew, care to give a statistical probability on the North Koreans granting the secretary's wishes?
Near zero. No, but in seriousness, this really isn't meant for the North Koreans. It's meant for the Chinese. It's a signal to the Chinese that we are not interested in regime change, but the president's very willing to take military action against North Korea's nuclear and missile program.
Very willing, or will if it comes to an absolute necessity?
I think they would prefer the Chinese believe that he is very willing. That's how deterrence works. The more willing you look like you are willing to use military force, the greater the likelihood actually that you don't have to, because the other side starts to tread a little carefully.
On that note, take a listen to Mike Pompeo, CIA director, yesterday.
Nothing imminent. You've seen what the Defense Department has said on our side. You've seen the reporting about what the North Koreans are doing and not doing. There's nothing imminent today. But make no mistake about it, the continuation, the increased chance that there'll be a nuclear missile in Denver is a very serious threat, and the administration's going to treat it as such.
Is this a good cop, bad cop situation? Because it seems as though you're getting very different messages from the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, who's in South Korea right now, from the two secretaries, from the CIA director.
I don't think it's a good cop, bad cop situation. I think Dunford in China right now, or in Korea right now, is delivering exactly the same message that that Tillerson and Mattis are, that force is on the table, but we prefer the diplomatic solution.
Well, thank God for this. And this news then would appear that Kim Jong-un, Scott, has blinked a bit. And we were wondering who was going to blink first. And it would seem that the leader of the Hermit Kingdom has blinked just a bit. Maybe he just wanted some attention. Maybe he's just suffering from attention disorder. I don't know. But it would seem that, you know, some of these pronouncements about firing missiles toward Guam have been set aside. And what was expressed by our secretaries here, they're all adding up, especially, I mean, you know, they say good cop, bad cop. I mean, our president's been emphatic. There's no, there's not going to be any quarter drawn on this particular issue. I'm sure that China is not liking the level of exposure. Kim Jong-un is getting, you know, some attention, but China doesn't want this kind of attention either, because this really puts them on the spot and exposes it exposes them. So, thank God some calmer heads are prevailing here, and maybe this is the worst of it, and we can back off the alert. And but we will continue to keep an eye on, you know, what's going on, you know, with North Korea and with China. And I think it was really important that we got consensus from the international community voting 15-0 on these sanctions. And even China has stepped up their sanction activity against the North Koreans. So Look at time will tell on this, and you can breathe a little bit easier with these reports coming out of the Beltway and from North Korea as well. The conversation continues. Thank you for joining us. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound?
It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You want to drop me an email? We'd love to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. You know, one of the consistent themes I seem to get lately is it has to do with gender identity. And what the Bible says about this, and I got to tell you, in some cases, I feel a little bit sad that so many people are asking about this question, and I go, okay, what are your pastors talking about, on Sunday, out of the pulpit? Are they even addressing this timely issue? And many cases, even talking with George Barna, it is just one of those, issues that they don't want to talk about. Maybe they're just not up to speed on it. Maybe they just haven't, I don't know. I mean, this is one of those things where you, and I don't want to be hypercritical about, Jesus' church and his pastors. They're his appointed ones, but my encouragement to pastors is that, maybe you need to just really, maybe there's a time of fasting and prayer where you really have to, get deep on this issue and get some revelation on this issue. As the Bible says, a people without revelation will perish. A people without vision, and that vision is revelation. That is from the throne room of God. And we have an issue which is, has to do with gender identity that has impacted our culture today. And very few people want to say, well, what does God say about it? When you go to the book of Genesis, it's very clear that God created man, he created woman. Wasn't a fluid situation. God is real specific. That's the one thing, if you've done any study whatsoever about God, God is very precise. There's no theory about it. As I've even tell my kids, I go, it's not like, God created you and said, okay, well, I think this is what I need to happen. No, this is not the way it works. In God's economy of things, if God says it, he means it. Everything that has to do with your life has already been baked in. It's up to us to figure out, okay, what are the ingredients, the elements? What is it that we are to do to live on purpose and to live on the purpose that God designed and gave us all the talent? He said to, go forth, be fruitful, and multiply. It wasn't it wasn't a suggestion. It was, in a sense, kind of a commandment to say, look, I command you to go out and do this. Now, God's not going to tell us to go do something that we're ill-fitted for. Meanwhile, and if we're not looking to the Word of God and understanding what God is about and what he's intended for us, particularly as it has to do with gender identity, then we all get confused, and we start buying into the the cultural response to gender. You know, like, you know, why can't we all just get along, as Rodney King, you know, said many, many years ago. Well, as I shared with you, I asked God that question. He says, well, because good and evil can't get along. That was the short answer. And I thought, okay, all right, chew on that for a while. And, here today, we're dealing in our culture about gender identity. And Andrew Walker is going to be joining us in just a bit. He's written a book titled God and the Transgender Debate. What does the Bible actually say about gender identity? Now, this book is not, to be perceived as being harsh, judgmental, or critical. But whenever you talk about these issues, some people, again, it's where your heart is. If you're defensive about this and you have no room, you know, to appreciate and to absorb and apprehend what God has to say about a topic, then, yeah, I think sometimes you can be so overly sensitive that you might see it as being harsh and judgmental or critical. And what I have learned to appreciate is that in many cases we end up self-indicting ourselves, if I can say that, because we know that we're wrong. We may not want to admit it, but if you listen to the words that you say, you, in a sense, indict yourself because you've disengaged. And going back to that, that verse that God gives us in the Bible, that a people without vision will perish. You've heard me use this interpretation before. In perishing, it also refers to casting off restraint. So it's like those things, those tethers that anchor us to the truth. We let go of that, and then we wonder why we're in chaos and so confused. And when it comes to gender identity, boy, I'll tell you, have we ever been confused? And I often hear in the midst of the cries and the despondency of some people dealing with gender identity, it's like they're looking for an answer. They're looking for a voice. And God would say that voice is within you. You just choose not to listen to it. And of course, that's easy on one hand for me to say, and hopefully it's a word of encouragement for those that wonder, okay, well, I'm confused about this, because our culture says that you can be fluid. I mean, there's institutions, mind you, that accommodate this gender confusion, because now there's 26, 30 different gender IDs that you can, when you're applying for school. You know, everything is so open-minded and so sensitive about it that we have to give allowance to these different genders. I mean, I don't know how that helps the cause. I think it's tough enough having a choice between being male and female and dealing with those aspects, much less dealing with everything else in between. But that is what our culture is dealing with today. And if you don't know what it is that you believe in and what you're holding to, then, you are going to be confused, and you're just, like you're just flailing in the deep end of the pool here. And I see us as a culture getting, more and more in the deeper end of the pool until somebody says, look at, we need to analyze this. Let's not be afraid to talk about it. I know that some pastors would say, look at, I'm ill-equipped. I just don't feel comfortable to talk about this. And that's okay. At least you're being honest about it. But I would pray and encourage you to do whatever it takes, because this is coming up, and you have people coming to church on Saturday, Sunday, during the week, dare you, that are looking for an answer. Why do you think they come to church? Just to sing a couple of songs. I mean, people are coming there for answers, and they're looking to their pastor to give them the guidance and encouragement that is required. And not only the pastors, but dare I say, even those of you in the pulpit who might have that word that could be aptly spoken, that could anchor that individual on this you know, critical issue to our culture today, because this is all antithetical to the purpose of God and what He has planned and purposed for each one of us. But if we're going to be ill-informed or just decide, well, it's too heavy a topic that we can't talk about it, then what do we have to talk about? You know, what are we dealing with? Just another verse of Kumbaya, and hopefully, we just get through this life and that's all there is. More to it than that, certainly. You know that. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia what?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to libertyid.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code free trial and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's libertyid.com, promo code free trial. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. libertyid.com, promo code free trial. libertyid.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
We don't see color here. We just love America.
You call me out from the grave, so I can live like I've been changed. There is a new song in my soul, and it begins when I breathe in.
America. Welcome back. Always good to have you along with us. I'm Bill Martinez, and we're going to talk about relationships. Just as annual physical and prescription refills need an annual checkup as well, whether dating in midlife or in long-term relationships, with so many distractions out there, it can be hard for couples to communicate and put a spark back in their relationship. How about that, huh? While there's no cut-and-paste recipe for intimacy, couples can prepare for the physical, emotional, and hormonal changes that come with age. It's important to assess if both partners' needs are being met and understood. And to help us appreciate the dynamics of dating over 40, love and relationship expert on the importance of giving your relationship an annual wellness checkup, we have Dr. Pepper Schwartz back with us. It's been a while since we talked with her, AARP's Love and Relationship Ambassador. I love that title, Dr. Schwartz.
Oh, I did too. I'm actually just leaving that. I should correct it. I'm still writing and connected with them, but I think they're ending that ambassador program, sadly. But but I'm still a big fan, and I still work with them.
Well, we'll always have you back on to talk about love and relationships. They're so doggone important, no doubt about it. Let's talk about some of the tips, because, as we get a little bit older, sometimes we get a little lackadaisical, and, we just overlook some of these things that are kind of relationship killers, right?
Right, exactly. I mean, probably the biggest one, I would say, these aren't necessarily in decreasing order, but the biggest one I would say is that we're too distracted. We're on our phones, we're on our iPads, we're just doing everything but focusing on each other. So I think just a recommitment to that would be a really good thing. You know, don't turn on the TV when you're in the bedroom, kick the dogs out of the bed.
Right.
So kind of, yes. Kind of make it about you and me, right?
Yeah, exactly. Put that cell phone down. I mean, this is the thing that was so crazy. I got to tell you, as I mentioned to you, I just got back from Hawaii. We were in Maui and watching people on vacation, and everybody had their head in a, if it wasn't an iPad or a cell phone. I mean, here they are on vacation, and they're more focused on all these electronic distractions instead of, the beautiful atmosphere. I mean, it was quite a study in human sociology, let me tell you.
You're right. I mean, everybody, if you're going to go out and do things and communicate, just put your cell phone in the drawer and don't take it with, because
yes,
it's too distracting. You want to communicate. The second thing you have to do is you want to talk about what you're seeing, what you're doing, how you're feeling. And you're not going to do that if you're directing it elsewhere except at the other person. You want to innovate. One of the most important things I've learned from the research is that not doing new things is really injurious to relationships. It's one thing to do the things you love, but it's another to change it up.
You know,
maybe you plan something that you'll learn together or go someplace,
good
don't
idea.
See your favorite restaurant every time. You need that innovation. And one of the things is taking a look at what have you lost? Did you always used to hold hands? Did you sit next to each other in the car? You need to revivify that emotional connection. You need to hold hands again. Just when you're walking down the street, you need to remember to greet each other at the door and say goodbye and say hello and kiss every day and maybe take kissing and say, okay, let's try it two different times today, but two different ways.
Exactly.
It's important to think about how do we do this better and newer. And just that discussion will help.
Exactly. Maybe you can't bend her back as far down as you used to several years ago, but it's not going to hurt you, that's for sure. I like your first suggestion, Dr. Schwartz, and that has to do with, giving your relationship an annual wellness checkup. Sometimes that's hard for couples to just sit down and talk about, how am I doing? How are we doing?
And talk about the stuff that maybe you're thinking and feeling, but you haven't shared. That's one of the ways to build a bond. You talked about your back hurting. Well, there's more intimate parts of your body than aren't the same that you really need to tend to, too.
Exactly.
There was a study that showed 41% of women have some kind of sexual dysfunction, and that includes pain during intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
Because, there's been decreasing estrogen postpartum, menopause. Cancer drugs affect both men and women. These kinds of things that happen over our aging, it doesn't help not to talk or not to be honest about it. And little things can make a big difference. I mean, for example, I like the Replenz brand because it has a moisture restore external comfort gel. Women of any age get irritation and chafing when they're doing daily activities like walking or sitting or exercising. So if you do some product like that that relieves all of that, first of all, your body's going to be much more responsive to sexual intimacy. And second of all, you're not going to be in pain or irritated.
Right.
And you know what? A lot of people don't even share that with their husband or wife.
Exactly.
Things they're facing, which is, you know, they need to know, you need to feel the freedom to take care of yourself. All of this stuff is readily available in your local drugstore. You don't have to get a prescription. But if you did need something that needed a prescription, you should be talking about that, too. The little things that are easy to fix and talk about, and the things that are maybe more problematic, make sure you take that wellness checkup physically and mentally and share it with your partner. Make that part of how they know you and you know them.
Well, Dr. Schwartz, I always enjoy our time together, and I'm sorry, parting is such sweet sorrow, as they say, and I have to let you go reluctantly. But one final question. Tell everybody where they can go for more information.
Well, if you're interested in some of the products that I mentioned, you can go to replens.com, and you can always go to my own website with my name to find out more information about relationships, just pepperschwartz.com.
Yeah, we're talking about Dr. Pepper Schwartz, sociologist, sexologist at the University of Washington in Seattle, star in the A&E docuseries, Married at First Sight and co-author of Getaway Guide to the Great Sex Weekend. Dr. Schwartz, always great to have you with us. Have a great day.
Thank you for having me. I really enjoyed it.
You got it. Always. Take care. Well, I'll tell you, dating over 40, it's not over, you know. It's like one doctor told me, Bill, you got to use it or lose it, you know, kind of thing, you know. So this is the deal. And, take some time and culture and, you know, kind of revive that relationship and, take a look at some of those distractions that are getting in the way of the very thing that you long for, you know, a little romance, a little hugging. I like her ideas, Dr. Schwartz's advice that, kiss differently at least 2 times a day. I mean, think about it. What would that do? What difference would that do in your relationship? Probably shock your husband, probably going, whoa, hey, what's what are you doing to me here? Hey, it's okay. You know, we can have fun. I mean, after all, this is your life partner, and make them wonder, you know, just let them know, hey, there's still fire there. Okay, let's let the fire rage and have some fun. Touch, hug, hold hands, as she says. Understanding, yes, there's some hormonal swings and depleting estrogen. There's issues, you know. I've had to deal with cancer issues, and the effect that has had on me biologically has gotten away in some things. But hey, look at, you know, talk about it, be open, vulnerable. I would encourage you, with your relationships to be honest and open, and that's the tough thing. I used to tell people when I was team building is that people already know what's lacking. They already know. What's happening in your partner's relationship. I don't want to bring that up. You're not hiding anything. I think the opportunity here, like in all relationships, is can you match up strengths and weaknesses in such a way, be vulnerable and be honest enough with one another to where you can match up these strengths and weaknesses and have a better relationship. I mean, why not? I mean, who wants to sit there and say, gosh, I've been married to this miserable oof for 40 years have just been terrible. I mean, what a waste of time when it all could be different. It could be a little bit more fun. But hey, look, we've got to make it a priority. And I think that's what Dr. Schwartz was sharing with us. Disconnect from those things that are, causing a disfocus in your relationship. Turn off those electronic devices, the TV and cell phones and all that. Like they're more important than that person that you promised to. To love and cherish for, the rest of your God-given lives, So, hey, I wish you well, and I wish you happy relationships. Tune them up. Let's get them going and get those engines started one more time. Why not? Touch, hug, hold hands, kiss differently at least 2 times a day, at least 2 times a day. That's the prescription from Dr. Schwartz. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 29 minutes after the top of the hour.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here.
Every day, 9 to noon, Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. 20 minutes before the top of the hour. A little programming note. Andrew Walker is going to join us later. We had promoed that we were going to be talking with him about his book, God and the Transgender Debate. What does the Bible actually say about gender identity? And we'll be letting you know when that will be rescheduled. A little confusion over some of the schedules, and you can imagine how much demand that he is in. So definitely looking forward to that conversation. We've got Pastor Matt Hagee going to be joining us in just a moment. The release of his new book, Your Guide to the Apocalypse, What You Should Know Before the World Comes to an End. You may think the timing of this is most appropriate, and is I often look at when authors release books and how they are inspired to write. You go, this isn't by accident. You know, with all the warning signs about it, it's, for example, with Dr. Billy Graham, who has been very reticent about dealing with much in the prophetic. But when you have Dr. Graham, because his ministry has always been about Jesus Christ, you know, he made that promise to God early on, said, look, at you know, if you want me to be a preacher, I will be an evangelist. I will preach Jesus Christ. And that's what I will do. And that's been his, you know, his legacy. But Dr. Graham, for him to, you know, come out here recently and say that, in fact, that we are in the last of the last days, I think is quite profound, you know, for him to make that statement. He chooses his words wisely, and they're, you know, always one that causes you to take note. And so with Pastor Matt Hagee, sixth generation in the Hagee family to carry the mantle of gospel ministry, serves as the executive pastor of the 20,000-member Cornerstone Church in San Antonio, Texas, where he partners with his father, founder, Pastor John Hagee. Matt, of course, has been on with us and with Pastor John to talk about different topics. So looking forward as we are trying to connect with him to talk about his latest book, Your Guide to the Apocalypse, which you should know before the world comes to an end, as many people have been increasingly and growing in concern over the events of our world, whether it is Iran, a nuclear Iran, the threats of North Korea. We always keep an eye on what's happening with Israel. I have often told people that it's like right now, when you look at God's prophetic clock, it's like the hour hand is set. And what seems to be passing right now are the minutes and seconds as we head toward the last of the last days. All these things that God has given us in his prophetic word, and, you know, as you break it down, approximately two-thirds of what the Bible said prophetically would occur, has occurred. God still batting 1,000%. So what do you think, as I ask people from time to time, I go, what do you think the chances are that he will continue to bat 1,000% if he's been 1,000% already and two-thirds, approximately a third, is left to be realized yet? And, you know, some of this that I find about prophecy is that it's like an onion skin experience. It's, you know, because I know, and maybe you feel the same way, is that when you're reading, whether it's the book of Revelation or, you know, Ezekiel 38, 39, and certain other passages, you go, wow, I've read this hundreds of times, but I didn't grasp this. Our good friend Bill Salas, several years back, Psalm 83 had new revelation on Psalm 83 that went all over the prophetic world, and prophets, prophecy experts were studying that and going, how did we miss this? How did we overlook Psalm 83? It's been right before us. We've read it many times. But that's the nature we find often with prophecy, is that when it is time, as the Bible says, you know, our eyes will be opened up to understand. And so it's like this onion skin is pulled back, you know, part of the curtain is pulled back, and we're reading something as if it's brand new and fresh, because we have new eyes to see. And that is what we find often in the case of prophecy. And what Matt is sharing with us is, you know, some of these new things that are coming about, and you know, kind of new old things, you know, things that you probably have read in passages before, but it just didn't quite link up. But, you know, as we see the events of of our world unfolding here, you go, wow, what what's going to happen here? Because when you look at it, and being a student of the Word of God, and you read what the authors wrote, you know, thousands of years ago, there weren't words for the technology that existed today. And to, you know, for them to try to express something that God had shown to them, that, you know, that God enlightened their mind to see to where they can share down through the millennia, things that we should be aware of, I find to be incredibly fascinating and profound. And at the same time, grateful to God that he does give us this information so that we're not caught off guard but that we are aware. I mean, this is, you know, this is what prophecy is all about, is that it is to give us a warning to prepare, that for us to understand that it is not about the here and now so much as it is about the hereafter and the eternal consequences that are before us. And, you know, this is the focus of God-fearing people and those that that believe in Christ. It's not about, you know, right now as much as it is about tomorrow. Right now, for the time that, you know, we need to play our role in, you know, securing not only our family members' redemption, and I say securing is that, you know, I say not so much that, you know, the work's already been done, but we still want to mess up what God's doing. You know, we want to be synced up with what God's plan and purposes are, that we're not getting in the way of what God has already planned for our loved ones, that we want to be co-laborers with God to not get in the way, but to be positive agents of change and reinforcement of, you know, godly principles. You know, as I've encouraged people before, you imagine if you're around, you know, a bunch of people who can advance the cause. I mean, how much better for all of us? Well, Pastor Matt Hagee, we're able to, you know, connect with him, and he joins us now. Pastor Matt, good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Bill, I'm well. How about yourself?
Hey, I'm doing fine, but I'm glad to have you on with us because I want to talk about your new book, Your Guide to the Apocalypse, What You Should Know Before the World Comes to an End.
I'm glad you're giving me the opportunity. I think it's an important topic to discuss considering the state of affairs in the world around us.
Exactly. That's what I was talking about, is that the nature of prophecy that I found time and again, Matt, is that it's as God pulls back the curtain at just the right time when we need to be aware of things. And it might be things that you've read in the Bible many times and you're reading and you're going, I know I've read this hundreds of times, but it's like it's fresh, right?
Without question. I think that as you talk about, you know, God pulling back the veil and showing us what needs to be seen, we find ourselves aware of situations because of the context that they're in. Mm-hmm. You know, there are statements you read in the Bible that don't make sense at the time that you read it, and then all of a sudden you see something happen on the news, and immediately what was misunderstood becomes very relevant.
Without a doubt. Well, we're going to continue our conversation with Pastor Matt Hagee. Stay with us. We're talking about his new book. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 18 minutes before the top of the hour right now.
Attention to anybody of any age who takes any prescription medications. How would you like to save up to 85% on almost every prescription drug you're currently buying at your local pharmacy? We're talking about saving you real money on most of the top prescription drugs. Up to 85% savings. Asthma medications, you can save up to 85%. High cholesterol and high blood pressure meds, save up to 85%. And many, many more. This is not a hard-to-use discount card. These are real savings on prescription meds delivered to your door in days. We have expert prescription consultants to help you right now. It's a free service. So call now and learn how you can save up to 85% on most prescription drugs.
Call now, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337, 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
They get away with it, did you?
Hey, we're back with you, America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Pastor Matthew Hagee joins us, sixth generation in the Hagee family to carry the mantle of gospel ministry. Serves as the executive pastor of the 20,000-member Cornerstone Church in San Antonio, Texas, where he partners with his father, founder, Pastor John Hagee. Matt, good to have you back with us on Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
The opportunity.
Well, your book, congratulations on the book, Your Guide to the Apocalypse, What You Should Know Before the World Comes to an End. Matt, as we were saying earlier, when it comes to Revelation and God's impression upon those leaders of our church today, this was something I sense that woke you up in the middle of the night repeatedly and said, it is time for this word, for this guide to be written.
Well, you know, interestingly enough, my father for years has written and studied and taught the topic of prophecy, and it's something that I never really considered approaching myself. I always figured each household needed one prophetic scholar, and we were full. Mm-hmm. And yet, the thing that challenged me to write the book was so many young people, millennials emerging in this next generation, they've kind of been overwhelmed by what seems to be the debate of the details with regard to prophecy, and they start to hear terms that are unfamiliar and concepts that are hard to grasp, and because of that, they skip over the actual reality that, you know, when the Bible was written, 98% of it was prophetic. 98% of it was yet to come to pass. Mm-hmm. And here in 2017, 98% of it is history, and 2% has yet to come to pass. And the 2% that hasn't come to pass is the most important 2% that there is. Mm-hmm. And so it was one of those kind of compelling convictions that I needed to let my generation and younger people know, this is the world you live in. This is the generation you are a part of, and it's time to be prepared for what's about to happen next.
Exactly, and they question. I mean, they hear parts and pieces, though, you know, as you say, and well as it needs to be said, Matt, is that sometimes we get caught up in the Christianese and in the language, you know, for those of us that have studied prophecy for a number of years, we can get caught into, you know, the language. And if the millennials coming in, they're not up to speed on the language. It's like, what are you guys talking about? All they know is that Iran's about to go nuclear. North Korea is beating their chest. They know to look to Israel, as I've often said, that when it comes to God's prophetic clock, the hour hand, I believe, was set when Israel became a nation again. And what has been passing since then have been minutes and seconds as we continue to head toward the final hours and moments of the world as we know it.
Without a question, the greatest prophetic symbol and sign in our time is the rebirth of the nation of Israel in 1948, followed by 1967 when the city of Jerusalem came back into Jewish control. Those two events right there have really let us know, for lack of a better analogy, that we're in the two-minute warning. We're down to the last ticks of the clock when it comes to prophecy. And, you know, I often get people who want to debate or start to discuss whether or not any man knows the day or the hour. Well, I tell them, I said, listen, I had four children, and when my wife told me that we were expecting, I figured that there would be a day of delivery in the future, but it wasn't until the moment that my child drew breath that I knew the hour.
Exactly.
Now, I was well aware of what was happening, and I knew, you know, what to expect, but I didn't have, you know, any clue about the timing until the event actually occurred. And it's the same thing with the return of Christ in the days in which we live. We see what's happening, and we find ourselves in a moment where we need to be ready at any time because we're just that close.
Mm-hmm. What in your conversation with millennials, Matt, with this generation, what's the big question that comes to mind for them?
You know, so many of them literally just question the truth and the inerrancy of God's word. They want to more or less throw the baby out with the bathwater. They get to the point where they would rather just ignore it all than accept any of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that seems to be alarming, but at the same time, it does indeed again fulfill a prophetic sign that, you know, in the last days, in the end times, there would be a famine for the word of God. There would be people who wanted to hear the truth and receive the word and would not, and many of them have just turned their ears off to it.
Well, and it's also talking about the waxing of our love growing cold. When you look at our environment right now, what happened recently in Charlottesville, this contention that's being expressed, not that the United States is the be-all and end-all, we're a microcosm, but you see what is happening, you know, how people's love is growing cold and how people are treating other people. I mean, it's not getting better, is it?
No, you know, Jesus spoke about it in Matthew 24 whenever he mentioned that nation would rise against nation and that kingdom would rise against kingdom. And those are two very distinct things. A nation is a cultural heritage. It's a, you know, a nationality, so to speak, where a person identifies with their culture. Kingdoms are places of authority that have borders, that have, you know, a structured government. And what you saw happen in Virginia was very unfortunate. It was absolutely senseless, and yet it was a fulfillment of prophecy in that people groups, nations, were rising against nation. We see this happening all over the world today in greater and more outspoken forms in Europe. Whenever you see, you know, a group of individuals in their certain town that are, you know, attacked by terrorism, the reason for the terrorism, some people would say it's political, some would say it's economic. Some would say it's theological. It's, again, a fulfillment of prophecy. It's a nationality, a people group rising up against another people group.
Exactly.
And then you read headlines like, you know, North Korea is going to send missiles. North Korea is not going to send missiles. Interestingly enough, over a year ago, I asked my father to write the foreword for this book. And in the foreword, he actually wrote, he said, "Will North Korea bomb the United States?" Now, whenever he wrote that, some people that were on the editing team for the book thought, well, that's seems to be a bit extreme. And here we are the very week that the book releases, and all over the headlines is North Korea, North Korea, North Korea.
Right. Right, exactly.
And once again, you see the context of it creating a relevancy of something that's been stated since the book of Zechariah talked about nuclear war.
Exactly. And in 2012, of course, we were told by Mitt Romney that Russia presented an emerging threat, and people mocked him. The president of the United States mocked him, you know, for his perspective on it. And look where we are today with eyes on Russia.
Well, without a question, Russia has an agenda in the world, and biblically, they have a much greater place of relevance than even the United States.
Mm-hmm. Let's look at the price of oil. I mean, for the first time in our lifetimes, Matt, the United States has an opportunity to truly be energy independent, if not energy dominant. What does that say about end times?
You know, oil has a great deal to do with the economy in the world, and it has a great deal to do with the end times players. You know, we talked about Russia, we talked about China. Russia has a desire to dominate the world's oil market because they've got so much oil that if they can set the price, they can establish a strong economy. Mm-hmm. And if America becomes energy independent, and we're no longer importing oil from oil producing nations, it creates a problem. And you know, it's one of those situations that it has very practical and purposeful reasons and relevance in the days in which we live, but it also has a very real biblical agenda, as we see in Ezekiel 37 and 38. The Lord literally tells Ezekiel that he is going to put a hook into
yes.
the jaws of these nations and draw them towards Israel. Well, whenever you have that picture of a hook in the jaw, it's a fisherman who catches a fish and he pulls him out of the waters that he's in. Well, if Russia wants to set the market with oil and Iran wants to wipe Israel off the map, they both have a goal that they want to achieve in a common place that they can achieve it, and oil has a role to play in the hook that's set in the jaw of the coalition of nations that plays out in Ezekiel 37 and 38.
Yeah, and look at what's happening with Israel. Look at you know, the discovery of natural gas and you know, some of these other resources that have been discovered. Boy, you start seeing those hooks going into the jaws because they see what's happening in Israel, and here's this tiny little nation looking like they're going to be very prosperous.
Without question, not only are they going to be prosperous, but they're going to be independent. Mm-hmm. And you know, this all plays out towards a moment in time when we see a real Middle East peace accord. Now, in Bible prophecy, that comes in the book of Revelation, and the individual who brings the peace accord eventually becomes a global dictator. And I recently had a young person ask me, said, "Well, why would the world want peace with Israel when they don't want it now?" And I said, "God is going to change their minds when he demonstrates his power."
Exactly.
I said, you know, since 1948, Israel has desired peace. They've wanted to get along in the global community. They have constantly defended themselves and maintained their right to exist. But it's not that they don't want peace. It's that their adversaries don't want peace. And the one thing that would change their mind is such a manifestation of God's power that they would say, you know what, it's time to get along with these people because there's somebody who's watching over them we can't contend with. Mm-hmm. And those things are really starting to unfold before our eyes, whether we know it or not.
Exactly. Well, Matt Hagee, thank you very much for being with us. Your guide to the apocalypse, it will be linked on our website as well. Thank you so much.
Chances are you wouldn't mind having more energy, better digestion, or more comfortable joints and muscles, right? But if you've taken supplements before without much success, be aware that most supplementation fails to address the body's number one antioxidant and detoxification system. Free radicals and toxins on a daily basis assault our bodies, stopping the inflammation they create, and to successfully detoxify requires great quantities of the body's primary antioxidant, glutathione. To successfully turn on whole body glutathione production and cleanse all 37.2 trillion cells requires large amounts of the peptide cysteine, which can only come from food and a little help from our frequency encoding science. You cannot buy cysteine in a pill. Nature's richest source of cysteine is raw whey protein powder. One World Whey is the only frequency encoded, energetically enhanced raw whey derived from Amish raised grass fed cows. Try it and you just might like how much better you may feel. Please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.